fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 20th of October. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to get all the training you need. There's dozens of skills that would be helpful for preparedness. 2 basic skills are emergency first aid training, including CPR, and of course, ham radio skills. Get your ham radio license. That's your prepper tip of the day. We were hoping that Dr. Myers would call in. Apparently, he has not called yet, and if he does, we will certainly have Dr. Myers on, as we do most Friday mornings, second hour. Okay, we'll go ahead and have open lines. The call number is 800-313-9443. I was reading an article this morning at, it looks like Dr. Myers has called in. Dr. Phil Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. He's my personal physician, by the way. The only doctor I go to voluntarily, if I have to have a mandatory insurance checkup, I'll have to see a medical doctor, which is the only time I ever talk to a medical doctor for professional reasons. And easy to get started with Dr. Myers, real easy. Here, all you do, this is it, all you got to do, call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation. That's 314-878-6868. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, John. How's everything going?
Well, no complaints. We're having what should be a pretty normal fall, it seems like. I'm going to be out running a Kubota tractor, brush hogging, using a blade to blade the driveway, chainsaw, line trimmer, all those outdoor vigorous activities today. How about yourself, sir?
That sounds like fun.
It is.
No, I'm going to be working with clients all day today and then doing some yard work at my house as well. It'll be fun. Beautiful day for it.
All right. You going to be doing any brush hogging at your place?
I don't even know what brush hogging is.
You are definitely a city boy.
Oh, yeah. City as city comes. This is definitely for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never done this personally, but I've talked to people who've been taking inner-city children on a trip to the country and point to a beef cattle out in the field and say, that's where your hamburgers at McDonald's come from. And they are incredulous. They don't believe that could ever possibly be true.
Can I imagine?
Yeah.
It's like the disconnect.
The disconnect.
Oh, it is crazy, and how much more disconnected we are. We are unfortunately getting from nature, and it's one of the things that we really need to start really connecting to, is because you just don't see the geometry, the sacred geometry, the fractal geometry of what we're created with in buildings, in concrete and asphalt, but you see it in flowers and in animals and in wildlife and in nature. You see it all the time, and you can, and there's a connection there, but we just don't get that in what I would consider concrete age.
Right. Well, that brings to mind something. There's an article I'm going to give the reference for everybody to find it. I need to get this posted on my website. I've talked about this publicly several times. There's virtually no attention to this. The website is shtfplan.com. That's Sierra Hotel Tango Foxtrot Plan.com. The title of the article, written by Mark Salvo, Mac Salvo, S-L-A-V-O. Here's the title of the article, dated yesterday's date. Ecological Armageddon Warning as Insect Population Numbers Plummet. And then in quotes behind that, everything is going to collapse. Doctor, I got a couple of quick stories, personal stories for you, sir.
Go for it.
The first one would be Labor Day weekend 7 years ago. I had business trip. I was up in Boston, and as part of that business trip, I drove the entire length, east to west, on the interstate in New York State at night on Labor Day weekend, a warm summer evening, going to speed limit 70 miles an hour, stopped to get fuel 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And I noticed I'm getting ready to clean bugs off the windshield. There's maybe 5 bugs on the windshield, maybe. I look up at the bright white lights at the service station. I could literally count the bugs flying around the bright white lights at the service station on a warm summer night in New York State. Fast forward a few years to 3 years ago. I'm in Florida on business. In the summertime, I believe it was August. I'm driving north on the interstate highway in Florida at night in the summertime. I stop to at 70 miles an hour. I stop to get fuel 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm going to clean bugs off the windshield. Once again, maybe 5 or 6 bugs on the windshield. I look up, and once again, I can count the bugs. What this article does here is give some hard scientific evidence to back up what I've now learned. The following: within 100 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, 100 miles of the Gulf of Mexico, within 100 miles of the Pacific Ocean, we have a dramatic, scary decrease in flying insects. Now, most people, most of the time, doctor, don't typically care for bugs on one hand. And that's understandable. That's normal on one hand. On the other, the world we live in cannot exist without flying insects. It simply can't. What this article does is document with scientific evidence what's going on, and there is no resolution that I'm aware of. We are in deep, deep trouble because of the die-off of flying insects. Now, beginning 7 or 8 years ago, maybe as long as 10 years ago, there was a lot of concern about the bee population being decimated, and the beekeepers are bringing them back. But bees are only part of a complete ecological system. So I'm going to encourage people to read that article, inform themselves of that, so that they can be aware of it and incorporate that into their base of knowledge, doctor.
That's a really good idea. I have a client of mine. She's an amazing woman. She's a beekeeper as well. But one of the things that she has on her on her property, she's got this beautiful garden. I mean, it's probably a good quarter acre of that she's created this beautiful land for gardening. everything from tomatoes to, I mean, just everything. And one of the things, obviously, she doesn't use any herbicides or pesticides. She uses a compost fertilizer and all that kind of stuff. But she says it's really interesting, even comparatively, other farmers that use that type of organic farming, their plants and vegetables are already starting to stop producing fruit, and her garden is still thriving, and she's like, I can't even keep up with it anymore. The one thing that she does, and I asked her, I'm like, what are you doing so differently? Is it the water that you're feeding them? She's like, no. Which is the same thing that everybody else is doing, is like, what are you doing differently? She's just like, I put bugs in my gardens to help the ecosystem with that the bugs would do. So bugs, I have bugs that kill these bugs. I have bugs that feed off of these bugs. I have bugs that that excrete this chemical for these plants to do this certain things. So she equalizes her garden with all these different types of insects and bugs to help thrive the ecosystem. And so in her garden is still thriving, where even people with the same conventional organic farming process are doing, hers is thriving so much more because of the bugs.
Right, right. Well, she's achieving a natural balancer is what she's doing. Doctor, I was at a birthday party about 6 or 7 weeks ago. Very warm summer day and evening. Table laid out, a buffet, a very tasty food, at least half of it organic, with fruits and vegetables and meat and all these different things. And it was open. It was a pavilion type situation with no screens or anything of that nature, and almost no bugs. You count the flies. And this is cattle country. There is beef cattle around, chickens around, other things, and almost no flies. So this is a real issue, quite frankly. It really is. As much as I don't want flies in my food, I understand the consequences of not having flying insects. People need to be aware of this. They really do. We're into mid-fall here. People are really busy doing outdoor activities, Doctor. I'm sure you've got clients coming in who've overdone it because it was too darn hot in the summertime to get out and do very much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't even go out this summer much because it was so dang hot. I like, waited for the temperature to calm down. Yeah, it was extremely hot.
And so what kind of issues are people coming in with because they've overdone it? And we got many listeners who've overdone it also. How can we help these people?
Well, it all goes down to I always call when you overdone it, you've lost your flow. And we lose our flow in two ways. We lose our flow because we didn't surrender to the experience and let that experience flow us through. It's like riding a wave. If you go into the wave like you're a surfer and you ride the wave and you surrender to the movement of the wave, then you can participate in it. But if you don't, you're just going to crash and burn. And that's what a lot of people do. They don't realize, they don't take in the consideration of what their body is actually telling them or anything like that. And so they end up crashing because they don't surrender to the experience. The second thing is, let's just say you are an amazing person in surrendering to the experience and in the flow. A lot of people keep on going because it's like, oh, I don't want to get out of this. I don't want to get out of this. I don't want to get out of this. And they don't allow themselves to integrate the experience that they had surrendered to. And so from a going outside standpoint, it's like, okay, know your temperature, know your ecosystem, know what your body can and cannot do, even though it can do everything. What is it in shape enough to do? I always tell people, they're like, well, why did I get like this? I'm like, well, because you wanted to perform up here, which I totally get. You wanted to win the gold medal at the Olympics. I got it. But your body strength, stamina, focus, breath, digestion, energy level is here. And no matter, and you're pushing yourself to always get gold, which is great, but you're pushing yourself beyond your body's capacity because you're not actually training yourself to do the work. You're expecting the work to do the training for you. And I get that a lot when, I mean, anybody that's worked with me realizes that I'm strong as a friggin' ox when it comes to the work that I do. And they're like, oh, my God, you probably never have to work out because you're doing this work all the time. I'm like, no, I think it's the other way around. I train my body to be able to do this work at this level. I wouldn't be able to do the work at the level that I do if it wasn't for the training that I do, if it wasn't for the focused intention and awareness that I have to what my body's telling me about itself and the environment around it. And, we really as a society, not just like, from example, from the bug standpoint, pay attention to what's going on in our ecosystem, but pay attention to what's going on within our own ecosystem. It can get it's total lack of awareness as far as I'm concerned, whether it be from lack of awareness of we're never taught, which is fine, or there's developmental stages for everything. But once you hit a certain developmental stage within experience, not in terms of what you think, in terms of what you should be at, in terms of particular age, because that's completely different. But we really need to start focusing on where we're at within our developmental stage of performance and action and things like that. If you're starting anything new, you're going to just think about it. If you're starting anything new, you're going to start at the lowest developmental stage. Now, the more you've had experience within those particular events, your development of that is going to skyrocket pretty, pretty fast. Whereas if you start something you've never done before, let's just say you want to start speaking Italian and you've never spoken a single other language for, as far as you know, just being an American. And so it's like, okay, you don't even know how other languages work, you're going to be at the very infantile standpoint of development. And then you start building your way up. Now, after you do Italian for 3, 4, 5 years, and you're like, wow, I really am getting this language thing down. Let's try French. Let's add another Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-Saxon language to my repertoire. Your developmental stage maybe started at adolescent instead of baby. And so just have to start paying attention. And that's what I tell my clients when they come and have overdone themselves. I'm like, well, lack of awareness. Now you know. And if you keep doing it, you're going to keep getting into your rut.
Absolutely. Well, breaking that rut is a massive first step, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I think we talked about this last week. It takes 80 days average to formulate a new habit. And it takes 160 days to break old ones. Now, after you've established a new habit and then establish it within 80 days, then you get another 80 days of working that while spending the next system eliminating the bad habit. Now you have a whole other half of a year or so to live the lifestyle without the bad habit. So So I always tell people, I mean, honestly, the honest answer when people say, well, how long is this going to take? I'm like, if you really, really look at it, it's going to be a year for you to see the full aspect of what you've just started.
Okay. Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review...
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Phil Myers, D.C. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers, gain access to the same expertise that I do, here's what you do. Call his office. Set up that first private, no-charge consultation. Here's that office telephone number, 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So when I say that, a lot of people get kind of antsy with that. What I'm talking about is not your acute issue. Not like, for example, if you're coming to a practitioner for a relief of an acute neck pain or a back pain or something that just showed up. What I'm talking about is the long-standing behavioral pattern that you grew up in through your developmental stages of your life that you keep living over and over and over and over and over again expecting a different result. And as long as you're not in pain or it's not stopping you from living the lifestyle that you're currently living, you don't care. But here's the thing. I think that's okay, and that is okay. I mean, totally, people can totally live that life. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about wanting to, not just a want or a desire, or if I just have enough willpower to do it, then it'll happen. But it's a knowledge and it's a knowing that there's more to this life than what I'm currently doing and currently living. There's a different consciousness level available. There's millions of thought patterns that are different, ideas, actions, relationships, so many different things that can be there. Not that if one is better than the other, but from a global standpoint, from a universal standpoint, our system is moving into a new grid. And the grid is telling you to let go of these old behavioral developmentally programmed systems and grow out of them. And this isn't new information. This is very old information. We've been talking about it for centuries and centuries and centuries. I mean, you look into all the different scrolls that are being discovered in different pyramids and caverns and caves, sometimes 10,000 plus years ago. And they're saying this exact thing, and they're not just saying it, they're saying that this is the time, like right now. Like they were saying, we have to start doing this then, but we're actually seeing that it's in this lifetime, right now, this next 2 to 3 generations, this is the next 40 to 160 years is when this is really going, is really taking hold. And we're about a quarter of the way into it already. And so this is, it's funny. I used to just see it from a allergy standpoint, because I used to say this, like, oh, wow, we're going to clear your, we're going to help desensitize you from your allergens. And next year, you'll really notice the difference. And that holds true all the time. And it holds true with this as well. You start changing a lifestyle program now. Next year, at the same time, you're going to notice that the lifestyle that you've been living from last year has really propelled you forward that you never saw possible.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. We truly live in amazing times, don't we, sir?
We do.
Here's a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. The 20th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. Interesting free downloads. One that my wife and I discussed briefly last night, the book, Copyrights Long Expired, book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's on my section under free downloads at my website at thelibertyman.com. I read my copy at least once a year. It's got tabs. It's got highlights. It's a great book. It gives you detailed instructions on how to achieve any goal that you need to achieve. Also, my website, of course, is a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. It's called the Energy Cleaner. I do. I use mine every night. When I'm traveling, I have the Energy Cleaner pad on the seat of the vehicle I'm driving in. We focus on back pain, arthritis pain, joint pain. It helps all those things. Getting a great night's sleep, it will help with that also. The Energy Cleaner only costs $285, shipping included. Pretty cheap considering how much good it does for you. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you. It's my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up and ships them from the little country post office in Jerryville, Missouri, directly to you by United States Postal Service. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. And checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. Easy to get started with Dr. Myers. He's my personal physician. All you need to do is call his office to set up that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So we have been, just as a society, so used to, whether we acknowledge it or not, stresses, traumas, and dramas. We are, our lifestyles are full of, or at least we are surrounded by, whether you eat them or not, a lot of excitotoxins, and we need to start doing our best to start eliminating those excitotoxins out of our lives, the NutraSweets out of your it's amazing that we still have to have this conversation and that there's still people out there that think drinking six sodas a day is okay, where it's like, oh, my God, do you realize what it's doing to your body? Well, it's like, well, it's not affecting my life, and that's the mentality.
I know.
And we really need to start. I mean, so the people that I found biblical here, for the eyes to hear and the ears to hear, eyes to see, the ears to hear. I mean, it's a global thing. It's nothing personal to anybody. We're all having to do this. If you choose to do it or not, great. If you don't choose to do it or not, great. It's just, but we're all moving in this direction. The birds are going to fly south for the winter, whether you choose to fly south with them or not and then freeze, that's your choice. But we really have to, as a society, let go of these lifestyle systems that literally keep us stuck and trapped and stuck within everything, of course, and it's affecting our blood, it's affecting our nutrition, our metabolism, it's affecting our genetics, it's affecting your neurology. And here's the thing. As a little kid, you start seeing them as effects in your development. So you start seeing, oh, wow, my child is developing a little slower or not as quick as everybody else. Or he or she has this ADD, ADHD, autistic spectrum. There's a lot of gut issues going on. There's a lot of leaky gut and ammonia gut and Crohn's and irritable bowel and all these different disease processes start showing up. But here's the thing. As whether that's worked with or not and the lifestyle is eliminated or not, as that child develops into adulthood, those what were then developmental laxities end up becoming neurodegenerative diseases in adults. And it's literally the same process. And, yeah, it's going to catch up with you. And the whole mentality, I'll deal with it when I'm dead. It's just like, do you realize the information goes with you? The mindset, the mind energy, the belief structures all go with you. And some fundamentalists might get really upset when I say this, but Jesus ain't going to be there to take it away from you. He's going to then set you under the fire and make you do the work on the other side. So it's just going to have, so might as well do it here. And if you really, 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 really looked at it, forget about understanding it, but if you really looked at it, nothing dies. It just transmutates into something else.
It's a basic principle of science. Energy cannot be created or destroyed.
Mm-mm. So we think that we quote-unquote die in it's very Greek. The soul goes this way and the body goes that way. Soul goes to heaven, body goes to hell. That's very Greek. But, for example, in the first century Aramaic, which is basically the foundation of pretty much most major belief systems on the country, not Greek, is there's no difference between soul and body. There's not this spirit, body, soul thing that we as our world have looked at it. It's more like body plus soul plus spirit. It's a oneness. There is no separation. So where the Greeks said your soul goes here and your body goes there, well, in the physics of it, there's no separation ever between the mind, the body, the soul, the spirit. It all goes to the same place, back to the source of oneness, which in all reality you have within you. And it's not something, some entity out there that's going to make everything better. It's within you. And this pushes the buttons of a lot of belief structures. It pushes the buttons of a lot of religious structures. But even if you then listen to the new theologians that are seeing the combination of that it's not Greek, they understand what the Greeks were talking about, but they also understand the whole body, mind, soul of ancient texts. And they're all saying the same thing that I'm saying right now. And that I love this one theologian. I cannot remember his name, but he basically says religion now is still living in 101, whereas the teaching of the great sages of the world was always teaching you to be at class 300. Well, it's time for us as a society to mature out of religion 101 and start living in human being 300. And this is coming from not just me, but from really respected theologians and really respected scientists at the major institutional universities. So take it for what it is, that either Dr. Phil's crazy or he may be on to something, he's sharing it with you. But either way, it's a possibility. And if you want to go for it, go for it. If you are wanting to continue living the life you're living, live the life you're living. Nothing, either one of it is bad or good. It's just that at some point, the life you live is going to create the life that you're going to be living.
Well, we're challenging a lot of foundational beliefs here. Council at Mycenae, around 300 AD, they eliminated all references to reincarnation, didn't they, Doctor?
You know more than that, but probably.
Well, they did. They did.
Okay.
That was to maintain control. The purpose of most corporate religions, I don't use the term organized religion, I use the term corporate religions, is to maintain control. That you cannot achieve your goal unless you do what we say and what we tell you to do in the same way, in the manner we tell you to do it. When Jesus was encouraging people to be independently worshipful of the higher being and not need a corporate religion between them and their final goal of achieving what they want to achieve.
Pretty much. And so we're living in a world right now where we have so much free will and ability. There's more rights have, quote-unquote, been given back to the barefoot peasants, like you like to say, has been in history for eons. And, what was it? Not only less than 100 or 200 years, women couldn't vote, now are able to. I mean, I don't even think it was that long ago. That might be overshooting.
It was around 1917, thereabouts.
Okay, right. So about 100 years. Yeah, women could even vote. You had no voice. And now look at you girls. You girls are ruling the health and wellness industry. I mean, anything and everything is revolves around women empowerment. And we talked about this on the show the past couple times, about masculine empowerment and what that actually means for us men. Because the girls got it. I mean, they got it. I mean, there's not an if, ands, buts about it. But when you see men start getting it and start living that soulful life, that feeling life, and where they're connecting to their divine masculine and their divine feminine, oh, my God. And for the women, living your divine feminine and letting go of what you thought was masculine, which is like you have to be so stoic and not feel your feelings and push through the grindstone and conquer, and win at all costs, whether in school, business, or family. It's going to happen. Now, that's from a feminine standpoint, that is the challenge for the women, is to let go of that ruggedness and start owning their masculine, their divine masculine, which is so, like, where their divine feminine is very nurturing. The divine masculine is very giving. And it's this give and take. It's this yin and yang. And what we're seeing is it's not going to be yin and yang or masculine and feminine or night and day and dark and light anymore. It's a singularity between both of them spinning within themselves, creating infinite potential. And that sounded esoteric, but that is hardwired in the geometry, in nature, in the physics, in the astrological standpoint, in the neurology, in the psychology, in the consciousness. I mean, it is everywhere, stating it in exactly that way, utilizing just their language. But what we're starting to see, and again, this is going to be, it's not going to be that far along that all the textbooks are going to have to be rewritten, because the whole language of the whole system is unifying.
Well, this is cutting-edge information, Doctor, and I encourage people to take advantage of the opportunity to gain access to your expertise and regain lost health. You help people at both ends of the spectrum. You've helped my grandson, who is attending college on a football scholarship. So you help the high-end performing athletes. You've helped me with different issues I've had, including my training to run the 100-meter dash. And you help people with various chronic conditions. Everybody, the entire spectrum, men, women, boys, and girls. Right, Doctor?
Absolutely. And because here's the cool part. We're all human. And, yeah, you treat human being like you treat a human being, but every human being's different. But we all have an electrical system. We all have a chemical system. We all have an emotional system. We all have these amazing systems. And when you start putting them all together and collectively training them, oh, boy, sky's right. Limit.
Well, there is no limit, basically, is what you're
exactly.
saying. And people think in terms of limitations. And breaking through the standard American paradigm of I can live it how I want, consume any product I want, whether it's alcohol or tobacco products. When something hurts, I will go to a medical doctor, and he'll either cut something out or give me a pill to make it go away. And that's how most people in America live their lives, isn't it?
It really is. And I always like quoting St. Paul with this, is when he talks about praying without ceasing. Now, prayer in his language was a doing, being mindful, being action-orientated into what you're doing in the highest and greatest good within what, from his standpoint, Christ consciousness. Keep your eye on that consciousness level in your doing. And so all we're being asked to do is to do the things that serve us at our highest and greatest potentials, for not only for yourself, but within the community that you live in. And we are being challenged with this big time. What was it? This new moon. The gravity of that moon with the planetary alignments was so heavy. And if you really paid attention, there was a lot of stuff going on. And since the 18th, it's let up, and now you're really moving in a direction if you're taking heed on it.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We had a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 20th of October, visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. You also can access this wealth of knowledge expertise. All you need to do is call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation. Here's that office telephone number one last time, 314-878-6868. We got about 3 minutes, Doctor.
So, so much is here. I mean, so some of you are at a level of like, okay, this is a make or break at times. Some of you are at the level like, wow, this is the coolest information I've ever heard, and it's the first time I've ever heard it. And no matter what level of exposure that you've gotten this at, you definitely want to start taking action in it. And so whether it be doing just eliminating the excitotoxins out of your life, start doing some immune boosting work, getting into some type of exercise program, working on clearing out your mind energy and letting go of anger, hostility, and fear-based programs. I mean, whatever it is that you're no matter where you're at, there's no wrong place to start. Every single place will eventually lead you down or towards the whole system. So there's no right place to start. Right place to start is to just start and to start working on building up your wholeness. Remember, there's no separation between mind, body, soul, and spirit. They're all the same. So work on whatever level you want. It's the same thing.
It is. It is, absolutely. Well, we plug away here every week, Doctor, and we wake up a few people every week, don't we?
Planting seeds, man, planting seeds.
That's right. That's right. Well, I hope people will call your office and make those that first private no-charge consultation with you and move on from there. And you get people calling from my show from all over the United States, don't you, sir?
I do. It's a wonderful thing. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter where you are at in the country. We're able to support you in your growth. I mean, there's many avenues to the care that we provide here. It doesn't have to necessarily be you sitting in my office face-to-face.
Right, right. In fact, you've had some people call from other countries as well, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, call from other countries because we do remote work, we do live work, we do coaching work over the phone. I mean, there's so many different avenues that can be done to help you on your road.
Well, it's good to know. So I hope it gives people some peace of mind knowing it doesn't matter where they're calling from. It could be anywhere in the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, even the Antarctic, right, Doctor?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're done. Have you back next week. Appreciate it, sir.
You too. Bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.